Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Faxton. I pray that you had a wonderful 4th of July celebration and that you were able to enjoy the celebration of our nation, of our country, and also enjoy your family and your friends and be thankful to God that we live in a country that gives us, allows us to have liberty and allows us to have justice. And we believe by the word of God that everyone in our country is going to have the same equal equality of justice, no matter who they are. We are here today in this 15-minute empowerment of Favor Life, the process of there, where we're going to be empowered and encouraged in our walk of faith, process of our faith, our life, life situations, how God is going to use those everyday situations to grow us in the grace and the knowledge of who he is, to stretch us, to challenge us, to believe him and see him as God, to trust him and know that he works all things according to his will, his plan, and by our faith we access that peace that lets us know that all things are working together for our good. We have that confidence in knowing that God has our life in his hands and he's going to cause good things to happen, even when we don't understand how. We believe we're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We believe that we're going to see his goodness show up in unexpected, unseen ways, and he's going to get the glory out of our life because that's what he wants. He wants us to be the light, the life, the salt to someone else that draws them to him, that encourages their walk of faith, that strengthens them even as they're going through the process. And that process is at their place, that place that God continually calls us to, where we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord, the place where we become more and more like him. And this process will never stop until he cracks the sky or we go home to be with him through our sleep, through our death. But that process of being made and being transformed and being changed and becoming more like him, staying on the potter's wheel, is an ongoing thing because he wants us to be like he is even the more. So it's amazing. When God calls us, he calls us out of darkness into the marvelous light, and that call is salvation is free, but being a disciple of Christ is going to cost you to be made in his image, to be conformed to his will. It's going to cost you, but the cost is so much worth it. Because not only are you rewarded here, God blesses you here, he gives you the benefits here, there is a greater reward when we see him, and that's what we want. We want to be able to crown him and give him back what he's given to us, because everything that we are and will ever be is because of him. There's nothing that we can take credit for about our salvation and the walk of faith. It's all about him. The salvation is about him. The faith is about him because he's given us a measure of faith. Everything about us that we think we've done, it's all about the King. It all goes back to him. All the glory belongs to him because he's done it. He's chosen unlikely people like us, called him for his purpose and his plan. And when God chooses a person, a family, a tribe, a nation for his purpose and his plan, nothing or no one can stop or refute the word of God. God's will is going to be done. We are looking at faith and the walk of faith. We started the series about faith, and now we're going to go into greater detail. Anytime you talk about faith and deal with faith, you have to go back to Hebrews. You have to go to Hebrews 11. You have to look at the heroes of faith. You have to study them. You have to see the challenges that they had, and they did not have the Bible as we had. All they had was a word from God, and they had to depend on what they heard, what they saw, what was given to them, and they had to walk and live by faith. So we're going to look at Hebrews 11. I'm going to read it out of different interpretations so that we can get the meaning, the full meaning of what we're reading. Sometimes we read things, we read it so very fast, and we read it through. And I encourage people, and when I teach, especially during Bible study or other courses that I teach, for them to get more than one Bible to study by, get more than just the King James, get different student Bibles or interpretations so that when you read it, you're getting a full grasp from the King's language to our language, that you're understanding what's going on. And it's not taking away from the King's language. That's the language that they wrote in at that time and that period. But we want to be able to understand everything that God is saying and every every interpretation that we can get from the scriptures, when we study them and we read them, it helps us grow. It helps us understand. It helps us to grasp what our spirit is trying to show us and tell us. So we're going to read Hebrews 11 out of different interpretations, and I want you to be blessed by it. I want you to hear what the Spirit of God is saying and how the Word of God is nigh us. It is truth to us. It's life to us. And when we receive it and we live it, we begin to experience God's blessings like never before. Hebrews 11, this is in the New King James Version. It says, by faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which we see were not made of things which are visible. Now, we're going to read that same interpretation now in the Living Bible. And it says, what is faith? It is the confidence, assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it ahead. Men of God in days of old were famous for their faith. By believing God, we know that the world and the stars, in fact, all the things were made of God's command, and that they are and were all made for things, were made from things that we cannot see. We're going to read it now from the Amplified Bible, and the Amplified Version, I love this. It says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things that we hope for, the things that we hope for. I love that. It's the title deed for the things that we hope for. That's wonderful right there. I had to stop and pause. I had a sea line moment right there because I had to pause and think about that. We have the title deed. Our faith gives us the title deed to anything that we ask for by faith in accordance to the word of God, the will of God. Our faith gives us the title deed, and we understand that when you have the title deed for something, no one can come and steal that from you. No one can say that you don't own it. No one can say that you can't have it because you possess the title deed. So our faith is the title deed to some things that God has already promised to us in his word that are assured to us. We're confident that we're going to get and receive these things. Let me finish reading because I can get carried away when I start reading the word and the word jumps out at me. It says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of all the things we hope for, being the proof of the things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith, oh God, the conviction of their reality. Thank you, Jesus. Faith, perceiving as real facts what is not revealed to the senses. For by faith, trust, and holy fervor, born of faith, the men of old had divine testimonies born to them and obtained a good report. By faith, we see that the world during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God, so that we see what was not made of things which were visible. One more scripture coming from the Message Bible, the same scripture, and we're seeing how the word is jumping out at us, how this word is letting us understand what this scripture is saying and how important our faith is and what our faith gets us, gains us, causes us to have, causes us to be, and see that God's word stands forever because something was brought forth out of nothing by faith. And this was the faith of God. This is the faith of God we're talking about here. His faith produced something. And the Bible says we've been given a measure of faith, which means that the same faith that God has been given to us, and now we have that same faith to believe for what is impossible and see the manifestation of it, even though it's not seen with the natural eye, the sense eye. It's seen in the spirit. And if you can ever get it in the spirit, you can pull it from eternity into time, into your time. Now, the Message Bible says, the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. The act of faith is what distinguishes our ancestors, set them above the crowd. By faith, we see the worlds called into existence by God's word, what we see created by what we didn't see. And then it goes, that same chapter goes into the faith of those who walk by faith and were challenged by faith. But we want to talk a little bit about faith here and let us understand what faith is. And I said this is our faith series, so we're going to be here talking about faith and dealing with faith until the Lord says something different. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now, you understand that this is a description of faith. This is telling us what our faith does. This gives us a description of what our faith does, what our faith produces, what we have by faith. It is that thing that we are able to take and use to pull down something that is not evident in the natural. But really, our faith is the reality of what we know to be real. It is what we know. We have confidence and assurance knowing that what we hope for, that evidence, what is not seen with the natural eyes, it is the title deed. We have the confidence in knowing that when we go in by faith and we ask, when we pray, when we believe, when we decree, our faith is the title deed, the confident evidence, the confident trust that we have in God that lets us know that what we ask for is going to happen. Because it tells us it was by faith, the word of God, that the worlds came into existence. So there's some things that we see that by faith, when we go to Genesis, by faith, we see God's word in action. We see God's power in action. We see God's demonstration in action. He spoke and things came into existence by faith. So he's letting us know that this same word that we have, this same assurance that we have this assurance knowing that when we speak it, it's going to happen. Because we're not speaking our words, we're speaking God's word. We're speaking Jesus out in the open. What do you mean, Pastor? What do you mean we're speaking Jesus out in the open? When you go to John the first chapter, and you begin to look at John, St. John, chapter 1, especially in the Amplified version, I love it because it lets us know more details, and I love it. I'll read it out another interpretation, but I'm going to start. I'm not going to have time to finish. I'm going to have to conclude this part of it tomorrow. But it says, in the beginning, before all time, was the Word, Christ, and the Word was with God. The Word was God himself. We're talking about Christ.
Word. That's why